If you would turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. And I'm going to actually read this out of the New Living Translation, but my text is going to come out of the King James Version. So it reads pretty close to what yours reads this morning. So if you find it, say amen. If you're still looking, say, wait a minute. All right. You're almost there. There you go. Amen. Hebrews, book of Hebrews, chapter 11. Amen. And I'm going to start at verse 1. The New Living Translation gives a definition of faith. And it says, faith is the confidence that what we hope for will actually happen. It gives us assurance about things we cannot see. Through their faith, the people in the days of old earned a good reputation. By faith, we understand that the entire universe was formed at God's command, that what we now see did not come from anything that can be seen. It was by faith that Abel brought a more acceptable offering to God than Cain did. Abel's offering gave evidence that he was a righteous man, and God showed his approval of his gifts. Although Abel is long dead, he still speaks to us by his example of faith. It was by faith that Enoch was taken up to heaven without dying. He disappeared because God took him. For before he was taken up, he was known as a person who pleased God. Verse 6. And it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him. Thus ends the reading of God's word. Amen. I really want to touch on verse 6. King James Version says, without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. Amen. I want to talk about today the life of faith. The life of faith. The life of faith. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Father, we thank you for your word. Father God, we thank you for all those who are here today. Father God, we ask you that right now, Father God, that you would just empty me of self, Father God, and fill me with your precious Holy Ghost. Father, have me to speak the words that need to be spoken on this day. Lord, have me to do what needs to be done for us to be blessed as a people. Father God, we ask you to forgive us for our sins, those that we committed that we knew of and those that we knew not. Father God, we just give you all the praise and all the glory, Lord, for who you are. Father God, thank you for sending your son and that he would die on the cross for our sins, Father God, because without that, Father God, we would be lost. Lord, so we say thank you today. Lord, give us more faith, give us more wisdom, and give us more understanding. Lord, we would just pray, Father God, that you would make us better tomorrow than we were today. Lord, that we would be better in the next hour, Father God, than we were this hour because of your word. Father God, we just say thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The life of faith. The life of faith. If we look at Hebrews chapter 11, it is one, it's an extensive essay on what one would call faith. In the New Testament, one of the most loved sections of Scripture, faith as a meaning form of spirituality. So, God is a person that is due that we give him put all of our faith in him. My brothers and sisters, so many of us have put faith in things and people, and we lack faith in God. So I want to talk about today the life of faith. Without faith, my brothers and sisters, it's impossible for us to please God. Did you know that? that you know, when you put faith in your alarm clock, you say, well, my alarm clock woke me up this morning. You know that God is the one who touched you this morning and woke you up. It's not your alarm clock. It's not that person that touched you to wake you up. It's God that did it. So what we want to do is make sure that we put 100% faith in God. So I really want to talk about this today. Many of us face the future with our hearts filled with fear. A lot of people are scared. We look at the economy and a lot of things that are going on, and people are fearful. A lot of people are fearful of their health. You know, will I be living this time next year? Or, you know, what is my life going to be? But we have to have faith in God. There are many things in today's world that could contribute to us having anxiety in our minds and for us to be worried. When you look at TV, when you look at all the things that are going on, it seems like the whole world is in disarray. Everybody's upset. Everybody's afraid. Everybody's scared. And my question this morning is, my brothers and sisters, what are we afraid of if we say we're children of God? Where is our faith? Where has our faith gone? Where, at what point in our lives did our faith wax cold? Have you ever thought about that? Now, I told y'all this wasn't going to be a jumping around, turning flip sermon this morning, but I really just want us to talk this morning. In the midst of a worldwide depression, some people were alive during this time, but most of us weren't alive, but President Roosevelt said in his inaugural address, he said, the only thing that we have to fear is fear itself. So when people forget God, they either tremble in fear as they face the future, or they are strongly tempted to make a flight from danger, which takes them away from their place of duty, of responsibility and opportunity. There was a preacher that preached a sermon by the name of W.F. Pyle from Nashville, Tennessee. And he talked about man. He said, when faith in God goes, man the thinker loses his greatest thought. He said, when faith in God goes, man the worker loses his greatest motivation. When faith in God goes, man the sinner loses his strongest help. When faith in God goes, man the sufferer loses his securest refuge. When faith in God goes, man the lover loses his fairest vision. When faith in God goes, man the mortal loses his only home. So my brothers and sisters, it's very important that we have faith in God. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. What he is. What is he? He's my today and he's my tomorrow. Amen. He's my bright and morning star. He's my bridge over troubled water. That's what we have to believe. My question is, what are we believing this morning? What do we have faith in this morning? Do we have faith in our bank accounts? Those of us that had faith in our bank accounts have learned. Amen. That you can't put faith in your bank account because your bank account will change. Many of us have put our faith in a church building, and everybody in here came from somewhere else. Many of us have put faith in people, and those people are long gone. Amen. You don't even have them programmed in your cell phone anymore. Amen. You don't even have them on speed dial anymore. So my brothers and sisters, the child of God, all that we have is faith in God. Where are we placing our faith? I just want to ask that question this morning. I really like what W.F. Powell said in his sermon, when faith goes, man the thinker loses his greatest thought. See, those intellectuals, those of us who are great thinkers, those of us who can solve problems, my brothers and sisters, if you are a child of God and you leave God out of the equation, we talked about a divine equation. When you leave God out of the equation, amen, my brothers and sisters, you're setting yourself up for failure. Amen. In our marriages, when we put, when we leave God out of our marriage, guess what happens? The marriage fails. Amen. And you know what? When you put faith in God, then that will keep you committed. See, I believe by the looks of our attendance this morning, we have a commitment problem. By the looks of Sunday school this morning, we have a commitment problem. Amen. By the look of what time we started this morning, we have a commitment problem because we had to wait on some folks. My brothers and sisters, if we have faith in God, you know, we would do better. We would be better. When faith in God goes, man, the worker loses his greatest motive. Everyone in here, I don't know anybody here doesn't have to work. Amen. Or you've worked and you've come to an age where you can sit back and chill a little bit, but you still have work to do. You have to put God in every equation in your life. Amen. God has blessed you with children. Guess what? You have to have faith in God that he's going to see your children through, because you know what? There's going to come a day where those children leave home. Amen. And they're going to have something to lean and depend on. And you know what that is? That's faith in God. Amen? And if we fail to do our part, my brothers and sisters, amen, our children are going to lose out. Our children are not going to know how, when trouble comes, they're not going to know that they can lean on somebody. Amen? How many of us have said, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? Amen? Don't you know that some of y'all would be crazy right now if it wasn't for God? Amen. Some people in here have lost their mothers, have lost their fathers, but only faith in God saw you through. Some of you have lost your children. Some of you have lost your husband or wife, but only God got you through. Some of you have been lied to, been cheated on, been disrespected. Amen. But only faith in God got you through. Some of you came up through times of integration when everything was separate, and when they tried to bring things together, when you tried to go to school, there were people calling you all kinds of names, but you made it through. Faith in God got you through. Why has faith waxed cold, my brothers and sisters? Why is it? Why is it? Let us determine to walk by faith with the living God, who has always proven faithful in meeting the deepest needs of those who trust him and obey his loving commandments for their lives. See, my brothers and sisters, the reason why, amen, this country was able to get out, we as a people were able to get out of slavery, was because somebody called on God. Am I right about it? The only way we made it through the civil rights movement, my brothers and sisters, was because what? We leaned and depended on God. Amen. And the only way the Church of God is going to be successful today, right now, is if we go back to our roots, and that's believing and having faith in God. Amen. My brothers and sisters, the problem is, number one, we need to have faith in faith. Do you have faith in faith? Huh? Think about it. Do you have faith in faith? One must have faith in faith to walk the way of faith victoriously. Amen? Many people do not have faith in faith. The wise man admonishes. Somebody turn to Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs 3. Verse 5 and verse 6. Somebody read that for me. Mm-hmm. Did y'all hear that? Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge who? Him, and he'll do what? He shall direct your paths. Did y'all get that? The wise one, Solomon said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. How do you trust in the Lord with all your heart? Give it all to him. See, sometimes your mind will play tricks on you. Amen. Your mind will tell you, I don't like them. I don't even want to fool with that. But your heart, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. He said all thine heart, not some of your heart. See, our problem is we give God just a little bit of us. We give him a little bit of time, a little bit of tithe, and a little bit of talent. But he requires all of you. Jesus Christ gave his whole self for you. Why can't you give yourself to him? Why are we so busy on Sunday morning that we can't come out to praise God? He has given you 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and you can't give him 2 hours of your time. You can't give him a Wednesday night. But Solomon wrote here, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lead not to thine own understanding. See, some of us, our biggest enemy is us. Because we lean into our own understanding what my thing is. Well, this is what I'd do if I was you. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. See, the reason why in all thy ways, acknowledge him, the reason why we don't want to acknowledge him in all our ways is because we don't want him to know all our ways. We don't want him to know that all we do is gossip on the phone. We don't want him to know that we got that bottle under the bed and we... Ain't nothing wrong with drinking unless you drink too much. Amen? We don't want nobody to know that we got our little stash in the Christmas cookie jar. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. In all, even when you're at work, Steve, in all thy ways, acknowledge him. When you wake up in the morning, you finna go to work in a minute. In all thy ways, you acknowledge God. Do you give God credit for giving you that job? Do you? I go in an interview. All I got to do is go in an interview. I got the job, baby, because I'm that cold. I got a mouthpiece on me. Huh? I look good. I'm pretty. Just got my new track in. When I walk in, I'm going to kill them. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. Pride comes before a fall. We can't have faith in God when we got all the faith in ourselves. You think you all that in a bag of chips? Told y'all there's going to be no shouting stuff today. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him. And what is he going to do? He shall direct your path. Last time you got lost, who got you lost? Mr. Smith looked over at Deacon Smith. You did? I told you to stop and ask somebody. He shall... Anybody have GPS? Isn't it awesome when you have GPS? And when you mess up, when you go the wrong way, it says reroute, turn around, you connecting route. It redirects you. If he will direct your path, my brother, even when we step off and we go the wrong way, he'll lead us back to the way that we need to go. But lean not to our own, because our own understanding usually is what got us lost in the first place. And then fear. You can't have faith. Faith and fear don't. That as far as the east is from the west. See, a lot of times you miss your turn because you're scared of that car that's right there. Amen. But you scared to make a move. Ooh, I don't. Or you're so scared to make a wrong turn you don't do anything at all. And then you're embarrassed and you don't want to ask anybody. Faith is not fearful. Faith is not prideful. Faith is humble. Amen? Amen. And he'll reroute us, my brothers and sisters. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thy own understanding. All thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. All of us are tempted to put our confidence in our own human wisdom and understanding. Y'all know what? I think I'm a pretty smart guy. I really do. But every once in a while, I can't listen to Shannon. Because Shannon has gotten me into some crazy stuff. in some bad situations, and some arguments at home, some arguments on the job, because of me. But when I put all my trust and my faith in God, and He directs my path, see, I ain't tripping over folks. Some of us are tripping and bumping into people because we're not allowing God to direct our paths. God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. Amen? And there's peace in our lives when we have faith in God. Amen? I'm trying to help somebody this morning. We apply the scientific and logical methods both to problems of life as well as the possibilities of the future. See, some of us, when we have problems, the first thing we want to do, oh, I got to go get on some medicine. I got to get me some pills. Girl, you still got some more of them pills? I'm on the edge. You got a couple of them I can. See, we're looking for scientific ways to fix it, Tony. We got to go get us some Zoloft and Effexa and some Prozac and. Did I call yours? Some Xanax, Valium, all that kind of stuff. And if that, you know, then you know, some of us, we ain't going to go that route. Some of us just go get a sack. Some of us just go get, I mean, I have to go get me a fifth. Amen? Or some of us just go down there and pick her up. Oh, it got quiet on that one, didn't it? Y'all know I keep it real. But instead of having faith in God, we put faith in all of this other stuff. Young folk, y'all say, I'm just going to go lift weights. Never do that. I'm just going to go work out. Why don't you go pick up your Bible, DQ? Huh? That's what's really going to get you swole. Amen? That's what's really going to direct your path. Amen. When you get out there by yourself and you don't have Deacon Smith telling you what to do on Wednesday night. Amen. And you don't have Deacon Ray telling you to sit down on the bus because you're going to hurt yourself. And you don't have Pastor McGuire preaching and hooping and hollering and telling you what thus said the Lord. You got to have faith. You can't have faith in somebody you don't have a relationship with. Amen. That's why we have to be serious and we have to be committed to our relationship with God. Because y'all know when things come up in our lives, what's the first thing we do? I'm just believing on the Lord. Really? How much time have you spent with Him? When was the last time you was in church? When was the last time you picked up your Bible? Do you know any scriptures in the book? How are you going to have faith in something or somebody that you don't know? My brothers and sisters, it is important that you give Him some of your time. Amen? We come together to help one another. Amen? Oh, if we achieve success by learning our own understanding, we become egotistical and conceited. Y'all know anybody just made it by themselves? A lot of people that became successful by themselves. I pulled myself up by my own bootstraps. Y'all know that guy? What does the Bible say? Pride comes before what? A fall. Kind of like the success that Orange Chapel has had. I believe that we've had a little bit of success. Amen. Our church is a pretty fast-growing church. A lot of people come down here to worship God. And we have a good time in the Lord, right? Guess what will happen if Pastor McGuire get the big head? Yeah, Doc. I got a buddy in there. Man, we had about 400 in there Sunday. We can't even get them all in the building. Doc, I preached them Negroes. They were running through the aisles, turning flips. Y'all just touched this brother. He just fell out. I didn't even push him. He just, as soon as I had an anointing, just, ah! Did y'all hear that? Outside of Christ, my brothers and sisters, I can't do anything. Amen? This church can't go forward, backwards, sideways, or nowhere without God. Amen? I don't care how how well the deacon board gets along. I don't care how much money we raise here at Owens Chapel. My brothers and sisters, we have to have faith in God that he's going to see us through. Amen? Because you know he can send a storm through here that'll take everything and everybody out. Amen? But I just have faith that he's going to take care of us. Don't you? Faith in him. Not them. But I have faith in him. There's churches that every week they have advertisements on the TV hiring a musician. No, want a musician. But doc, if I just had me a good musician, doc, that's all I need because I know I can preach. But see, I had faith in God from the first day I walked through these doors that God was going to lead and direct our path. Not my path, our path. Because we in this thing together. Amen? And you know, Tony just showed up one day at Petrina and Marco's wedding. Look at them back there. They still newlyweds. Look at all over each other back there. He came and played at their wedding, and he's been here ever since. Why? Because faith in God. Amen? We had a little keyboard over there. We just hit the button. We played tracks. The tracks were good. But God said, no, I got something better. Amen? And he sent Tony our way. And look, Tony don't do that. He played with his fingers. Amen? He talked with his hands. And I hear churches, oh, man, them musicians, they something else. Well, that's not my experience. Amen? Amen? Because from day one, my brothers and sisters, we had faith in God that he had orchestrated this whole movement. Amen? It's because of him that you're here. How many of y'all prayed for a loving church? How many of y'all prayed for a God-fearing church family? Amen. It may not look like you thought it should look. I know you want a big old fancy church, but it's a metal building with a couple of air conditions on the side. It gets real hot and real cold in here. Amen. But God brought us together for a reason. Amen. Black folks and white folks and Mexicans and all kind of people together. Only God can do that. Amen. Gangsters and thugs and ex-players and pimps and all kind of stuff. We got some liars, some cheating, ex. We got some ex everything in here. Some of y'all done got caught stealing at Walmart. Do a background check. Amen. Some of y'all done failed some drug tests. Amen. But when you have faith in God, you know that he loves you. Amen. And you know that he will never leave you nor forsake you. The life of faith. I want to live that life. We got to have faith in faith. Oh. And if we fail, we experience. My brother and sister, see, when we pull ourselves up by our own bootstraps, we're a self-made man. You know what happens? When we fail, we experience depression and despair. See, but when we put faith in God and we fail, he will never leave us nor forsake us. We fall down, but we get up because a saint is just a sinner who fell down and got back up. But see, that's why people, when they lose their money, those people out in the world that don't have faith in nobody but themselves, when they make a mistake, they have no hope. Amen. When they mess up in the marriage, oh, it's over. But guess what? The one that has faith in God, God says, you know what? I know you messed up, but I love you. I got your back. Let's do it again. Let's start all over. Amen. When there's trouble in the church, the one that has faith says, you know what? Y'all, we can get through this. Now, we hope that none of that trouble comes. But when we make mistakes and we put faith in God, we know that he directs our path. So guess what? It was only a test. It was only a test, my brothers and sisters. So when you put faith in him, you know everything's going to be all right. Amen? See, I know that if I walk over here and I trip and fall, them brothers, they're not going to move out of the way. I think they're going to try to catch me. And see, that's when you have God in your life. He's going to try to catch you. It's kind of like driving. Y'all remember them old cars, you know, didn't have airbags in them? Folks that have a regular fender bender be tore up. Real glass in them. You know, glass just shatter. But see, now we got airbags. And you know, now you don't have to really worry that nobody wants to have a wreck. But when you do, you got some cushion. It's going to hurt. But a regular fender bender not going to kill you if you was driving a 55 Chevrolet. That's nothing but steal, right? So when we mess up, my brothers and sisters, and we have faith in God, guess what? He's going to cushion the fall. Amen? Because without Christ in your life, when you lost your loved one, when you lost your job, that means you would have gone crazy. Amen? When you got divorced, you would never recover. Amen? When they took your name off the checking account at the church, if you didn't have faith in, I'm going to be real. They took my daddy's name off the checking account at our old church. And knowing how my daddy used to be, he had to have faith in God. Amen? They done mad at him and said, we're going to take him off everything. Huh? And you know what? You remember what Miss Celia did like this? Everything you done to me, I don't know. When you have faith in God, he'll fight your battles for you. Amen? That church ain't got about four people in it now. I'm just keeping it real. But you think you being cute when you don't know who you're messing with. You don't know who you're messing with Pastor McGuire if you want to. You don't know who you're messing with. You know who my daddy is? You know who I put all my faith in? Huh? Don't mess with me. You mess with God's anointed one. Because you slap me, I'm going to turn the other cheek. And then you slap that one, and guess what I'm going to do? Daddy get him. Amen? We got to have faith in faith, y'all. He will fight our battles for us if we have faith in him. If we trust and believe, he will be there. He will never leave us nor forsake us. I like this. Without faith, is it impossible to please him? My little brother always knew I had his back when we were growing up. He never had to. You know what? People didn't mess with Darrell because they knew who his brother was. And guess what? He had faith that whatever. You know what? But then in basketball, let me show you this. When you have faith in God, see, this is how the enemy is. See, in basketball, I was really good at basketball, and so was he, but he really wasn't as good as I was. But because he was my brother, every time they played, somebody said, you got to get McGuire. They got to get McGuire. So he had a rough time in sports because of me. Amen? My brother said, let me explain something to you. When you put all your trust and all your faith in God, I want you to understand that the enemy is going to be on you because of who you belong to. Amen? They just knew McGuire. Amen? Satan just see child of God. I see the blood of Jesus. Let me mess with him. Let me tick him off. Let me get in his finances. Let me get in his family. Faith, my brother. We got to have faith. We got to have faith. I'm almost done. I'm almost done. Now, you know what some other people, you know what some people do? They say, lean not to our own understanding. In Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. You know what happens to some of us? Many of us lean on the counsel of the ungodly. I told you I'm trying to help you today. Many people lean on the counsel of the ungodly. The happy man, the successful man, the spiritual man is the one who stays away from the counsel of the ungodly. Has anybody in the house ever got bad advice? Okay, can I go back to my favorite movie? Y'all remember Miss Sophia? Y'all remember when Harpo came and talked to Miss Celia? And Celia... Silly told Harpo, beat her. That's counsel of the ungodly. Evidently, she didn't look in her, she didn't get that out of the Bible. And Harpo went back home and tried to put his hands on Sophia. And he come back swole up. Now, what happened was a mule kicked me. See, when you follow the counsel of the ungodly, you'll look like a fool. The streets will make you look stupid. That's why you can't lean to your own understanding. You can't follow the counsel of the ungodly, y'all. But some of us have taken some bad advice from the streets. Folks that don't mean us no good. Oh, I'm done. Because this is a continuation. That means you got to come back. Amen. The next Sunday. Tony, we ain't going to do that. You can play a little soft stuff, but the happy man, the successful man, the spiritual man is the one who stays away from the counsel of the ungodly. Psalms 1:1 says, the ungodly man is he who forgets God, ignores God, or rejects God. He approaches the problems of life as if God did not exist or as if God were unconcerned and unavailable for help. We live in a day that places tremendous emphasis on the use of the scientific method for solving problems of our life. Not for one moment would I detract from the achievements and the contributions of the use of this method. I would rather, however, appeal to the reverent use of this message, method in the spiritual realm. John 7:17. Somebody find it. Somebody find John 7:17 and read it real loud. John 7:17. Let me hear you. Did y'all hear that? The scientists pose a question that makes an assumption and performs an experiment or a test. Y'all remember in school we talked about a hypothesis is an educated guess. Y'all remember that? So if people want to find the real meaning of life, they need to try living the life of faith as an experiment to discover, if God really does exist. See, we don't want to live the life. Some of us don't lean and depend on God. Amen. And you know what? We will never know what God will do unless we try him. We used to sing a song that said, try Jesus. He's all right. And then we said, I done tried him and he's all right. Has anybody ever tried God? Amen. Have you put your faith in Christ and has he come through in your life? Can anybody testify this morning that he brought you through? Y'all remember the song we sing, your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of who? Because of you. Oh, this is good stuff. When people put their confidence in the invisible God and seek to live according to, the divine plan, they discover in the laboratory of personal experience the reality of him who is invisible to the human eye. My brothers and sisters, you can't see him. You can't see him, but I guarantee you can feel him. Amen. We used to sing a song saying, he's all over me and he's keeping me alive. I know that he's keeping me alive. My brother, let's live the life. Let's have faith in faith. Amen. Is anybody going to have faith in faith now? Amen. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. Does anybody want to please God? Put your faith in him today. Put your faith in God and God only. For God I live and for God I die. God, I put my faith in you that you're going to work this out for me. I don't know how to fix it, God, but I know you can fix it. I don't know how to run this, God, but you run it for me. Amen? We have to have faith in faith. I'm talking about living a life of faith. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. He's our everything. And that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. My brothers and sisters, we have to diligently seek God. Amen? Do you know what that means, diligently seek God? That means when you wake up, seek God. When you're walking throughout your day, seek God. Seek every opportunity that you get in life, amen, to give God praise, glory, and honor for who he is in your life. The problem in our lives is we leave God out of the equation. Amen? That's why we have so much drama going on. Because we're not leaning, amen, to God who's our help. Amen. Who's our strength? He's equipped us with the Holy Spirit. Did y'all know that? Did you know you got a comforter, that you have somebody? Amen. But you got to activate, my brothers. You got to activate. You activate this whole thing in motion by having faith. Amen. You know what's amazing about faith? And I'm done. What's amazing about faith is when I was in high school, I went to Roxton High School. Y'all know Little Roxton, down the road, little Class A school. And I was a pretty decent basketball player. And you know who told me that I was going to go to college and play basketball? My daddy. He said, son, you're going to get a scholarship, and you're going to go play ball, and you're going to get all your college paid for. I didn't know how much it cost to go to college and things like that. But, you know, I remember growing up putting all my faith in God, you know. And mama said, son, put all your faith in God, and everything that you want is going to work out for you. God has favor on you. And how many of y'all know that favor is not fair? But favor is activated by faith. Amen. And I had faith in God from a young age. Watch this. When I never even worried about it because daddy said that I was going to get a scholarship and go play ball. Amen? So it never even entered my mind anything contrary to I was going to college to play ball. I'm trying to get to this faith thing. I didn't lean to my own understanding because I knew that there were a lot better ball players in other cities that were bigger, taller, faster. But daddy said. See, you have a father in heaven. And he's preparing a place for you right now. Amen. And my brothers and sisters, all we have to do is have faith. Amen. In him. And you know what? We will get to see. We will spend that glorious day. When he comes back, we're going to meet him in the sky. Amen. Anybody want to meet him? Do you know that he's coming back? Do you have faith that he's coming? He is coming back. Let me tell you today, he's coming back. But do you have faith to know that you're going to meet him in the sky? Because my daddy said it, I believed it. And not only did I get one scholarship, but I got another scholarship. I ended up 4 years of college, didn't pay a dime for it. You know why? Because daddy said it. And I believed it. Amen? I don't know how it happened. It just happened. Got a phone call from Wayland Baptist University. Hey, come down. Want you to come down and visit our school. And I got down there and said, full scholarship. I didn't even play that good. Really? Full ride. Take care of everything. My brothers and sisters, I want you to know that you have a full scholarship this morning. And it's all activated by faith. Full ride. Meals. Room and board, book. All you need is one book. That's all you need. Clothing, jersey, white robe, streets paved with gold on the campus. You got a full scholarship this morning, Orange Chapel. But you got to have faith in him. We're talking about the life of faith. We'll finish this. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise.